You know, the world thinks that Christians are mentally weak and intellectually deficient. But the Bible says that the very opposite is true. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind, 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7. A sound mind is God's answer to losing our mind. With God's help, Christians can stand the strain of this life without going to pieces. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come, 1 Timothy 4 and verse 8. If you would, consider with me some elements of a sound mind, which will be the title of the lesson this morning. A sound mind is at peace, because the Bible said, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, Romans 5 and verse 1. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, Philippians 4 and verse 7 says. If trust is on our side, help is available from God's side. The Bible says that God will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee, Isaiah 26 and verse 3. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, that is our confession of faith, that is, we should keep our mind stayed on him with trust. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need, reads Hebrews 4, 14 through 17. A sound mind is at peace, but there must be a mediator. God will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, 1 Timothy 2, 4 through 6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, Ephesians 1, 3. To the only wise God through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever, amen, Romans 16, 27. He was prophesied as Prince of Peace, for a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace, Isaiah 9 and verse 6. For he is our peace, that he might reconcile both unto God, that is both Jew and Gentile, in one body by the cross, Ephesians 2, 14 and 16. In Christ, Christians can rise above life's disturbances. 1 Peter 2, 20 through 23 reads, if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable with God. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, but when he was reviled, he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. That's 1 Peter 2, 20 through 23. He did that by trusting God the Father, by submitting, and by obeying. A sound mind sees clearly. Esaias prophesied long ago that because of unbelief, for some, God hath blinded their eyes, eyes and harden their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. And it was repeated in John 12 and verse 40. Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again or born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God," John 3 and verse 3. "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God," John 3 and verse 5. To be born anew or again is to be born of water, which is water baptism, Romans 6, 3 through 4. And baptism brings about newness of life, Romans 6, 3 and 5, which is the same as being born anew. Baptism is how one gets in Christ, Galatians 3, 26 and 27. And in Christ is where all spiritual blessings exist, Ephesians 1, 3. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new," 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. And so the Bible admonishes, "Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God," Romans 12 and verse 2. So don't let the world squeeze you into its mold. A danger of any age is to be shaped to the world. The Bible warns, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away in the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever," the Bible says in 1 John 2, 15 through 17. In this world, practically everything we see, hear, and read are contrary to the principles of God's Word. The Bible says, "A whole world lieth in wickedness," 1 John 5 and verse 19. The wisdom of Proverbs says, "If sinners entice thee, consent thou not," Proverbs 1 and verse 10. A sound mind sees clearly, so we should renew our mind by the Spirit-filled Word of God. Our mind should always ask, "What does God say?" or "What saith the Scripture?" Romans 4, 3. By inspiration, Paul said, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified," or cleansed, or "among them who are Christians," Acts 20 and verse 32. The Bible teaches us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, Titus 2 and verse 12. "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking," or seeing, "unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God," reads Hebrews 12 verses 1 and 2. We should forbid our thinking, philosophy, goals, or purposes to be molded by Wall Street, the media, government, or Hollywood. Instead, we should be molded by the Word of the Spirit. "We all with open face or unveiled face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed," or transformed, into the same image, "from glory to glory," or from one degree of glory to another, "even as by the Spirit of the Lord," reads 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 18. A sound mind is humble. The Bible says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Philippians 2, verses 5 through 8. The mind that was in Christ Jesus was lowliness, humility, and obedience to the Father, even unto death. Our problem has always been self and pride. The Bible says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Proverbs 16:18. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Proverbs 29:23. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. 1 John 2 and verse 16. Self wants to be noticed, be prominent, and be praised. Notice these few examples of such. Naaman was wroth and went away and said, behold, I fought. 2 Kings 5:11. The king spake and said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? Reads Daniel 4 and verse 30. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, reads Luke 18, verses 11 and 12. The church of the Laodiceans said, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, John wrote in Revelation 3:17. Now notice these few examples of advice and warning. The Laodiceans were told, thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, Revelation 3:17. Seest thou a man wise in his own conceit? There is more hope of a fool than of him, reads Proverbs 26:12. And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing, yet as he ought to know, reads 1 Corinthians 8 and verse 2. A sound mind is humble, so we should realize where our salvation comes from. Who can say, I have made my heart clean? I am pure from my sin. Proverbs 20 and verse 9. We need to realize that if we are a Christian, we were sinners saved by God's grace. For by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, Ephesians 2:8. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing or obedience of baptism, of regeneration, and renewing of the Holy Spirit, Titus 3 and verse 5. To God belongs all the glory. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore, let no man glory in men. 1 Corinthians 3, 18 through 21. The Bible goes on to say, whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 31. A sound mind is pure. Peter said, I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, 2 Peter 3:1. In the first century, they were warned to be pure by not being ashamed. Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he cometh in the glory of his Father with his holy angels. Mark 8 and verse 38. What would God say of our generation? Truly, righteousness exalteth a nation, and sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs 14 and verse 34. A sound mind is pure, so we should guard our minds. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Read Psalms 119, verses 9 through 11. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Philippians 4 and verse 8. We should follow righteousness, faith, love, peace, with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Read 2 Timothy 2, 20 through 22. Do we want God in our life? Then we should have a pure mind. Because the Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 5 and verse 8. Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts. James 4 and verse 8. Do we want a pure mind? Then feed it purity. The book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success, reads Joshua 1 and verse 8. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Psalms 1, verses 1 and 2. A sound mind is disciplined. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end. 1 Peter 1 and verse 13. We need to cultivate a disciplined mind to make it useful. A sound mind is disciplined. We therefore should not waste time with useless thoughts, but rather redeeming the time because the days are evil. Ephesians 5 and verse 16. We should train or discipline to study. In Proverbs chapter 2, beginning in verse 1, it reads, my son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thine heart unto understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. That's Proverbs 1, verse Chapter 2, rather, verses 1 through 5. Giving all diligence, we should add to our faith, 2 Peter 1 and verse 5. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read Isaiah 34 and verse 16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, Colossians 3 and verse 16. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. Hebrews 8 and verse 10. We should hate evil and practice good. Let love be without dissimulation or free of hypocrisy. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Romans 12 and verse 9. We should think on the glorious goal. Paul said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, Paul said in Philippians 3, 13 through 14. Receive the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Peter said in 1 Peter 1 and verse 9. In conclusion, we should leave confusion to those who have no adequate guide. Let us who are of the day, that is Christians, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, reads 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 8 through 11. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now you're light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, Ephesians 5, verses 8 and 9. See then that you walk circumspectly or carefully, not as fools, but as wise, Ephesians 5 and verse 15. The Bible says of Christians, of followers of Christ, that you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, 1 Peter 2 and verse 9. One poet wrote, the robin said to the sparrow, I should really like to know why these anxious human beings rush about and worry so. The sparrow to the robin said, friend, I think it must be they have no heavenly father such as cares for you and me. So we should obey out of a sound desire to be made whole. Christ became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, Hebrews 5 and verse 9. We should serve rationally with light in the mind, love in the heart, and obedience in our life. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things that we are in need of shall be added unto us, Matthew 6 and verse 33. The law should flee from mental stress now by buying the truth and selling it not, Proverbs 23 and verse 23. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, Matthew 11 verse 28. For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind. If you have a spiritual need, the Lord invites you. Won't you come while together?